Now, when anybody ever sent you out to get a certain amount of wood or something like that, what was the measurement or the measurement of wood or the measurement of...
Well, the original measurement, the border was, of course, by the cord. But then, and divisions of the cord,
yeah,
would buy it. But to bring it in the house and stack it, it had no name. It was just an arm for you.
Okay. All right. Now, when your wife, speaking about doing the, what you said, the Negroes, the blacks would do for you, they take your clothes and do the...
Yeah, there were just so many of them available.
Yeah.
You call them a washwoman, you know.
Yeah.
And usually, my mother had, most of the time, two of them. One was cook. By golly, they were good cooks, too.
Yeah.
And then, I remember one, I was going to write an article on it. We called Aunt Harriet. She grew up in Louisiana and you had to cook Cajun food. But yeah, they would take home a sheet full of your clothes. We didn't have synthetics, you know, nylon and various things that you could just wring out. You had to wash those things, boil them, both the cotton and wool. And they would iron them, starch and iron them, and bring them back for the weekend. That was almost standard practice.
After you wash them, you had to let them...
Yeah, sometimes I had trouble because you had to air or sun dry them.
Yeah, take them down to the stream.
Yeah, that was before that. Take them down to the stream. I don't see how they last. You take them down there with the soap and rinse them out and then beat them. Put them up and beat them with a club to knock out the dirt. The thing never was that kind of laundry. Never did try to clean people. But we our family, our clothes were clean because they were boiled and they were made germ-proof. But I was joking about it. I think a lot of those Negro families up there, white folks, they'd come get their clothes Monday or Tuesday and bring them back Friday or Saturday, and I think in the meantime they will.
Yeah. what would they bring them back to you? Maybe, would they bring them
up? They could pack those things pretty neatly in the same sheets that they bought them in.
Never used the clothes, but...
No, we would, I think later on we used to have, we did have big clothes baskets.
Okay.
But those, they just didn't know how to handle those things. They had to take those sheets and draw up the four corners and knot them in the top and put them on top of the head and come on
really?
In.
Is that something?
Yeah.
I've seen that in movies sometimes, but I've never seen anybody do it.
It was cool. It was just simply remarkable. And they you see them leave without learning how to step on top of the head.
Yeah.
Ignore everything, step over things and walk, everything, step down.
What would nails come in? Maybe like a barrel, but smaller?
Yeah, they were in stock in stores in what we call keg of nails.
Okay, and what would run around that barrel maybe to hold the wood in place, the staves?
It would be a steel band. It would have staves put together on a steel band around the cage.
Call that up.
That's what it was, a cage. Yep. That's where it turned, cake of nails, that we used a whole lot.